Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard as the soap opera continues here in Philadelphia. We got a lot to talk about today as A.J. Brown held court for 8.5 minutes yesterday to explain himself in a lot of ways. We'll get to everything A.J. said. We will bring you, coming up in a little bit, the full A.J. Brown availability yesterday in its entirety. That way no one says, hey, you're only playing this clip or that clip. No, you're going to hear the entire thing on our show today. We'll get into every angle, the AJ thing, Sirianni on edge yesterday, what Shady said about the situation, what Jason Kelsey said about the situation, and we'll do eavesdropping on the enemy as we get set for the Lions on Sunday. Good morning, Hugh Douglas, after a, 7:19 bedtime for you last night?
Yeah, I went to bed early because I was, And for all those that was, you know, chimed in about the shirt that I'm wearing, they wanted me to wear the Mega John shirt.
Okay.
I didn't wear the Mega John shirt. Well, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Hugh.
I didn't wear the Mega John because I'm going to go in on the quarterback today, and I ain't want nobody on the QB.
On the quarterback? I thought the receiver's the one to talk.
I am about to recklessly speculate in a way that it's going to be, you know, like that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. You know how that take lived for like ever and is still alive?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those today.
All right.
But you got to understand, this is reckless speculation.
Okay, all right, well, we'll get there.
Recklessly.
215-592-9494 to react and talk with us. All right, let's get right into it. Let's hear from some of A.J. Brown. I mean, yesterday we spent all day on what he said on Twitch. At least this time we get to do it in a little more professional setting. Here is him at his locker yesterday.
Shout out to Janky Rondo.
Yeah, well, no, we don't need Janky Rondo. We had Elliot Shore Parks and Devin Caney and Jeff McClain.
Janky Rondo blew up.
Yeah, he had one day.
Janky Rondo.
All right, let's hear from AJ. He said he was just trying to laugh through his situation. Here he is yesterday.
AJ, just to start, the comments that you made on the stream that have been making the rounds, was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said, I think you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know? The same things I've been saying all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for, you know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that. And so that's me trying to like laugh through my situation. So like, yeah.
How do you see your situation?
Like, how do I see my situation?
What situation do you mean specifically?
You know, trying to figure it out, trying to get this thing rolling, trying to help.
All right, so there's AJ. That's the beginning of it. It was long. He had a lot to say yesterday. He talked about a lot of different elements of why he is frustrated here. Let's hear the end. AJ Brown at the end. Again, we will bring you the full press availability with AJ coming up a little bit. But the end, how he ended what he had to say yesterday.
Because after the game, I said all the right answers. I still made a story. Right. You know, in that moment where I'm just talking to my friend, having fun with my friend, I'm not apologizing for that. Like I said, because if you have eyes, you can see that. And so, like, it's not that I was throwing anybody on the bus. I'm literally trying to laugh through this. Yeah. This is tough. Like, but I'm trying to make fun of the situation and to try to get through it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
I you know, the end there is interesting. It is what it is. All right, mm-hmm. Hugh, let me go first here, my reaction on all this, because I feel like you might want a long talk, and you got some...
Oh, I'm about to long talk.
Okay, you got stuff on your chest.
Recklessly.
Here's what's on my chest, and I wanted to get off. 215-592-9494. Get your board to react with us today. What you thought, your reaction, your take on what AJ had to say yesterday as he spoke in full yesterday afternoon. I appreciate that AJ Brown wants this offense to be better. I appreciate that, because I think we all realize the offense they had on the field Monday, 10 points, that's not going to be good enough to beat the Lions on Sunday or probably win many or multiple playoff games. I appreciate that. But where I'm struggling with all this is I'm struggling to fully buy what he's trying to sell me, because I don't fully believe that this is about the team. I believe it's about him. He said some team stuff in there, but he also said me. He also said I. He also said scheme up me. There's a lot of me, and there's not a lot of we when I hear A.J. Brown. And when I look at A.J. Brown, and I look at this season, and I look at the Eagles season, I don't really understand what he's talking about from this perspective. Yes, they had a tough game Monday. They're also coming off their best month of throwing the football they've had in a long time. Yes. He acted as if that wasn't true. One of those games, he wasn't on the field for. That's a reality. So the offense has not sputtered in the passing game lately. It did on Monday, but not lately. So then I'm thinking back, because he's talking a little bit like he did last year at the end of the season. And this team has been different. The issue with this offense has been they haven't run the football well. Now, the pass game's been choppy, but they haven't run it well. Last year, they ran it well. So I went back and looked at the passing game, Hugh Douglas, just to see, like, what was it like last year at this time compared to what it's like this year at this time? And I found one common denominator that makes everything he said yesterday kind of fall on deaf ears for me. Everybody else in the passing game is succeeding more this year than last year, except A.J. Brown. Mm. Everybody else. Jalen Hurts threw 9 games last year versus this year. This year, more touchdowns, less interceptions.
Taking care of the ball a lot better.
Less sacks, less fumbles, higher passer rating. Jalen's numbers are better this year at the same stage than last year.
That's compelling.
Devontae Smith this year has more targets, more receptions, more yards. Dallas Goedert, more targets, more touchdowns. The only one on the offense in the passing game that numbers are down from last year are A.J. Brown. So he's upset. He's talking about the offense. Dallas Goedert's numbers aren't down, they're up. Devontae Smith's numbers aren't down, they're up. Jalen Hurts' efficiency isn't down, it's up. A.J. Brown, fewer targets, fewer receptions, fewer yards, fewer touchdowns. The Eagles have scored 30-plus points 3 times through 9 games. Last year, 3 times through 9 games, and this year they're doing it with far less running game. This isn't about the passing game, guys. I know a lot of people out there are going to be fooled by this, and if you're fooled, that's okay. You can believe what you want. To me, I didn't hear a guy yesterday talking about the team. I heard a guy talking about him. A.J. Brown, in my eyes, cares more about his numbers than simply winning football games. That's where I'm at. I'm not upset. I'm glad he talked. I'm glad he's fleshed it out, you know, because then we don't have to speculate versus what he said versus what we think he means. He said it. I have a good feeling on what he means. He wants the football. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything. Hugh, what do you got? What do you feel? I know you woke up in the middle of the night with a lot on your mind.
I had a lot on my mind yesterday. I was, you know, and I went to bed early because I wanted to get some rest.
You do look refreshed.
I do. Because
you look ready to recklessly speculate.
I am about to recklessly speculate.
Okay.
And I want to say, before I even start talking, this is me recklessly speculating about things that I've seen, things that I've heard, and just putting things together. Now, you can agree with what I'm saying or not. But just try to listen to what I'm saying. Just try to open your mind up to listen to what I'm
saying. Oh, I'm listening.
AJ's talking about the quarterback. Like, flat out, he's talking about Jalen and his play. Because when you look at this team, Joe, man for man on paper, and you look at them and the star power that we have compared to every other team in the NFL, is it hyperbole for me to say that this should be a dynasty? When you talk about what Tom Brady won with, and what we have accumulated over the last 3 seasons, well, over the last years, over the last few years, you know, with Howie's drafts and everything, we shouldn't be winning by the skin of our teeth.
I agree with that.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they should be a better offense.
The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback's the problem. The quarterback is the person that's holding this team back. And I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying when I say that, but listen to it. And this is me again. That's why I want my Jalen shirt, because I like Jalen, but I am recklessly speculating. I want to be clear when I say that.
Mm-mm.
This is my reckless speculation of this situation. Jalen's not doing what he's supposed to do in this offense. And the reason why I say that is, listen to what everyone in this organization has said and tried not to say when it comes to A.J. Brown. You know, we talked about yesterday how A.J. Brown should have been traded. Well, you said he should have been traded.
I said it, yeah, and I believe it.
Howie Roseman went on television in front of everybody, and he wasn't definitive on his belief in A.J., but he said something that resonated with me now that I think about all this. He's a captain for a reason. He's a leader on this football team. Coach Sirianni basically said the same thing yesterday. Coach Sirianni basically said that A.J. Brown is a big part of our offense. You know, Smitty came out and said, well, whatever 1-11 want to do, that's what we're going to do. Jalen Hurts is holding this team back, even though they're winning. And this is where it's a hard pill to swallow, Joe, because I'm old school, and a win is a win. A win is a win. But when you I've never been in this situation, but when you start talking about dynasty and legacy and being dominant in the NFL and putting up historic numbers, why is this team not doing that? When you talk about the team, the chess pieces that Howie has put together, why isn't this team doing that? Why are we talking about every week, pundits on television, talking about as much talent as this Eagles team has, they're not doing this, that, and the third? Why are we talking about Tanner McKee like he's the future of this team? It's Jalen Hurts. It's Jalen Hurts. Recklessly speculating, y'all, because A.J. sat there, because I'm listening to what's being said right now. I'm looking at the body language. Shout out to Bob Lang, man. Bob Lang, I've been knowing Bob for years, and I'm going to recklessly speculate on Bob here.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of reckless speculation. I'm cooking. Let me cook.
Well, I haven't spoken in a few minutes, so Bob, it's all you.
Bob does everything in his power to protect the Philadelphia Eagles and protect the players and all that stuff. I saw Bob do something yesterday that I haven't seen Bob do in a long time. Y'all remember that whole scandal that happened with the president back with the young lady?
Oh Lord.
Yeah. You know, remember that scandal with the dress and all the other good stuff?
How could I forget?
Yes. And when the president had to sit there and his wife was standing there right next to him, Bob was Hillary Clinton in this situation. And what I mean by that is, even though it was a tumultuous time, stop laughing. Serious business here. Even though it's a tumultuous time, he stood beside him because he believed in him. Mm-hmm. That's who Bob was. Hillary Clinton
is
yesterday.
Is Janky Rondo Monica Lewinsky? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just asking questions.
I mean, I didn't workshop that part.
You brought us here.
I didn't workshop that part.
You brought us here.
But the bottom line is this. He stood with A.J. Brown in that press conference.
He did. He was right there.
He was right there with him.
Okay. So you brought a lot there. I want everyone to react. 215-592-9494, your reaction to what we heard yesterday. Today's the day for, you know, I said I was very strong yesterday. I was upset yesterday. I was frustrated. I'm not upset or frustrated today. I've reached this point of resolution where I have a feeling. My feeling is he cares more about his stats than the winning. That's where I'm at, and that's I've accepted it. They can't move off until after the offseason, or we got to move on. You know, from that perspective, Hugh brings his perspective. I don't disagree with you, but I want to throw a different angle in.
Okay,
you might be right in that at times Jalen holds the passing game back because he's not doing everything he needs to do, and AJ's frustrated. Guys. Jalen's the same guy he's been for years.
No, he's not.
Hold on. Let me finish. As a player, he is.
No, he's not.
No, he is. He's the same player. In my eyes, he's the same player. He's never been Peyton Manning. He's never been Patrick Mahomes. He's never been Tom Brady. He's never been an elite thrower of the football. He's never been elite at seeing the field and throwing it on time. What's changed? Jalen, let me finish. Jalen hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
The success hasn't changed. They still win all the time. The other guys are getting more targets and yards. One thing has changed here. AJ's production has changed. AJ Brown signed up to play twice with Jalen Hurts. Guys, we don't have to. Kyle's favorite saying is become one of our favorite sayings. Let's drop the act. AJ Brown didn't go from playing with prime Peyton Manning to playing with Jalen Hurts. He's played with Jalen Hurts for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who this quarterback is. We loved him when the ball was coming his way. Now the ball's going to, let me finish. The ball's going Devontae's way. The ball's going Dallas's way. They're still winning. But now Jalen's the problem. No. The problem is, as I view it, AJ's not getting the football. This is the Jalen Hurts has played the position the same way since 2022. He has, Hugh. I've watched every game he's played. He's not a progression thrower. He's got to see it open. And guess what? Guess who doesn't get open as much? Because his legs are breaking down. AJ. Jason Avant told us 2 weeks ago. Jalen needs to see it to rip it. He doesn't like to throw in anticipation. Devontae gets open off the break.
Yeah.
Guess who used to? AJ used to. He's not the same player. He hasn't accepted it yet in my eyes. He's upset his production is down. Hugh, I'd be with you if everyone's production was down. They're not.
Those are some compelling numbers, Joe. No question about that.
That's why I feel like AJ cares more about his numbers versus stats, even if I agree with your point on sometimes Jalen holds the offense back.
See, you brought some compelling stats, and I get that. And I've always said there is a level of selfishness when it comes to playing football. That's every football player. But when you have coaches, like, talk about how this offense runs through AJ. AJ's still a good receiver.
Sure.
And I've seen plenty of times where AJ didn't have separation, and Jalen believed in him and still threw him the football. And Jalen has changed. You know how Jalen's changed? He's not the leader that he once was. Now, we've heard situations and stories about how Jalen is more standoffish now than he's ever been before. Your team may see that, man. The same cats that helped build you up, you turned your back on them. And that's what they're saying. And I'm going to tell you another thing why I'm here recklessly speculating that Jalen's doing. He's not being a good leader. You know why? Because if you're one of your biggest weapons is crying out and saying that there's a problem, and you sit your ass there in a press conference and act like everything is cool, then you're not a good leader because somebody on your team is not happy. Somebody on your team, regardless of what the situation is, you want to win. Well, hell, he helps you win football games. And if you're not man enough to sit down and talk to him, you are not the leader that I thought you were. That's the bottom line. Because, listen, what grown men do, grown men get stuff done. That's what they do. And you talking all this, the main thing, make sure this man's okay. His mental health is okay. Hell, you're the godfather to his child, and he's sitting out there on Twitch streams trying to deal with something in a playful way, and you're sitting there in press conferences, and you're talking about, hey, all I care about is winning. Care about your teammate. Care about your goddaughter's or godson's father. Do that, because that's what leaders do. Leaders lead on every aspect of the spectrum. You're leading on the football field, leading the locker room. That's what you need to do.
All right, it's going to be a day today. 215-592-9490. For your reaction to AJ yesterday, everything he said, coming up, we will have his full press availability. In case you missed anything, and we don't want to say, oh, we're just playing a clip or two and making them look nice. I want to be... This is one of those, but I think you need to hear every word he said yesterday. We'll play the whole thing coming up. Let's go to the phone lines here. We'll get Kyle's thoughts in a few minutes. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I normally do not agree with you, Joe, but, man, you're spot on this time. And Hugh, recklessly speculation is an extreme understatement. Let me tell you something. Not only is Goddard on a career high, and Devontae Smith and Jalen, Jahan Dotson and Saquon Barkley are on career highs this year.
I'll push back on the Saquon, bro.
I think Mark means catching the foot. You mean catching the ball?
That's not his bread and butter. That's not what we do.
No, but
Jahan Dotson had like 270 yards last year. He's already got 150. And Barkley had 200. Some change. He's already at 200.
No, Mark. When you look at the passing game, if AJ not catching the ball is a huge deal, Jalen's numbers should be down. Jalen's numbers are better at this time than they were last year, right? I was trying to help you with your point. I think people thought you meant running
ball
game. Yeah.
Around. He is spreading the ball around. Everybody's involved. The only guy flapping his gums is the dude that's not producing, and it's ridiculous. He's trying to take down the whole team. Because he's not getting his, and I think that's wrong. And not only that, one more thing. The people that are anti-Jalen, this is their chance. Oh, look at that. And they go after him because they don't like Jalen, and I think that's wrong.
Let me ask you this question, Mark.
Go ahead.
If, in that locker room, if they feel like AJ's wrong, why hasn't anybody spoken out against what AJ's doing?
You know why? Because that's the type of people that they are. Smitty's never that way, but I bet you Smitty's not complaining at home.
See, that's
I bet
that's
you he's happy at home.
That's the perception. But let me tell you like this, Mark. A lot of times, because, I mean, I've been in these situations. A lot of times when people don't say anything, it's because they don't want the spotlight on them. I don't think they disagree with what AJ's doing. I really don't.
Mark, appreciate your call.
I really don't. And that's why I'm sitting here recklessly speculating. Because you have to look a little deeper when you look at all of this. Like I said, Bob stood there right with him. Number one, Bob's doing a job. He does a hell of a job as the PR guy. And he stood there for the main reason is because he didn't want AJ's words to get misconstrued. And I know Bob well enough to know that Bob sat down and discussed with AJ what he wanted to talk about. And if I know Bob the way that I do, he probably helped him articulate what he wanted to say in the best way that he possibly could. That's what they do.
Well, he was articulate yesterday. I mean, he got off his chest what he wanted to say. It wasn't,
yeah.
It wasn't a couple
and it
clips
wasn't
from
malicious.
A stream.
And here's the thing that I feel that's happening. This team is trying to chase greatness. AJ talks about, you know, how he was hurt when he wasn't a Patriot. The Patriots are the symbol of greatness when you talk about dynasties and winning Super Bowls and stuff like this. This effort, if you're being honest with yourself as an Eagles fan, this effort isn't good enough.
I agree. And we got to hit this. We'll come back. We'll get everyone's call and play it. You bring up the Patriots, though. You bring up leadership. That coach would have never dealt with this. You would have been out the door.
Well,
you could be upset. You could be frustrated. You could want to chase greatness. You could want to be perfect. I mean, we all appreciate that. There's no way in God's green earth that coach from that dynasty would have dealt with this noise in his locker room.
I know we got to go on a break, so I'm not going to respond to that, but I got something for you.
215-592-9494. We got quite a day here. We got a great prize to give away. We'll let you hear every word AJ said yesterday. Come on the other side. Your take. What is your take on what AJ said yesterday? You're on his side. You're with Hugh. You're with me. What do you think? He cares the most about the stats or the wins? We'll get everyone's reaction on the other side. It is the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance. Hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets, maybe a Drake May touchdown to start this thing off tonight. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting part of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Don't worry. I ain't worried. I'm just rest. I told y'all, listen, I got some rest last night, and I told y'all I was going to recklessly speculate. So you don't be mad.
I got to tell you.
Don't be mad because some of them hit home.
You came in fresh today.
No, I'm just saying, don't be mad if some of them hit home, though.
New show rule after that first segment. 7:20 is your bedtime every day.
Dude, did you sleep for like 12 hours
or something?
That was
the best Hugh Douglas we've gotten in a long time.
Let me tell you what happened. Because I woke up about 1 o'clock, right? Because I had something on my mind.
Oh, I know. We'll get to that.
Yeah, I had something on my mind. But yeah, I woke up and I just had to ask the question.
This is amazing.
All right. Don't worry, Papa. Yeah. We'll get to you.
Yeah, don't worry. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction, AJ, yesterday. We're going to play in full his comments yesterday at his locker. He held court for about 8 minutes. We'll let you hear everything he said coming up in just a few minutes. 215-592-9494. I was frustrated yesterday. I'm not frustrated today. I accepted what he is. To me, he cares more about his stats than winning.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. A little bit of that. Hughes recklessly speculated on the real problem here. Your reaction. Kyle, what are you thinking here on what we got yesterday out of A.J. Brown?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to attack it.
Yep.
Hugh certainly chose one of them, that's for sure.
I chose violence.
Well, like, yeah, you did, by the way. That was awesome. The overall message, at least some of the parts where he's talking about, you know, like, can't just put a band-aid on it, expect to turn things on. Like, a lot of those things sound like things that we had talked about when we tried to explain to people that the way that they win and how things look matters.
Sure.
Like, we want the offense to look good. I also don't really buy the whole, like, the offense is fine for everyone except AJ just because Devontae's career, Goddard career, stuff like that. Like, the offense still stinks. Like, if you just zoom out, they go 3-and-out at the highest clip of any team in the NFL. And that's more than, like, teams like the freaking Raiders, the Jets. Like, that's a problem. And he's right to think that that's a problem. However, if you're going to ask me, do I believe him that he really cares about winning more than like his individual numbers? I mean, actions speak louder than words.
Yep.
For me. And he told us right after the Super Bowl.
I mean, that's the one I can never get past.
That I want to dominate. I want to dominate. Like, and every time that he gets into these like little emotional outbursts and funks or whatever, like he tells you what he really thinks. The things that he says when he stands up in front of the media are after he's had time to think beyond his knee-jerk reaction. So, like, well, I agree. I appreciated the way that he articulated a lot of the things that he said. But I'm kind of with you. It seems pretty obvious to me that, like, because after a 10-7 win, right, like, it's hard for, like, him to, I guess, reconcile the fact that
Kyle, look at Kyle. He agreed with me. Look at that.
I do. Like, but, like, he wants to be the reason that the Eagles win.
He wants to dominate.
Yes. He wants his numbers.
And see, this is the thing, Joe. Yes. Is he a narcissist? Yes. Most. No, but seriously, all football players are. Like, that's the thing that, a lot of people can't wrap their heads around.
Right, but only one yesterday, only one across the league, by my calculation, had a Twitch stream leading into an 8-minute press conference on a Wednesday.
Here's the thing, Joe. Most people know how to control it. Most people know how to deal with it. Because there ain't been a time, and I've said here on this station every day, I feel like when I played, wasn't nobody better than me. I felt that because you have to feel that way. Even if it ain't true. You feel that way. Everybody feels that way. That's what makes them professional athletes.
Yeah.
No, you feel that way.
I respect that. And look, Kyle's right that the three and outs are ridiculous. They have too many dry drives that nothing happens. He's right to be frustrated about that. What I see, the biggest difference, like last year when he held court in December and he said the passing is the problem, he was right. The difference this year is the running game sucks. Right, like, can we just call for what it is? Like, I know they're not supposed to. They have an offensive line. They have Saquon. The running game this year has been one of the worst in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is creating the three and outs. The passing game, the numbers are very similar to last year at this time, except it's just being distributed differently. It's Devontae. It's Goddard. As our caller brought up, there's some Dotson. There's some Saquon. It's just not AJ. So, what is he saying yesterday? Is he saying the offense is better? Okay, I agree, AJ. It does overall need to be better. They can't be middle-of-the-pack offense. They need to be top five. Okay, I'm with you. Or top 10. But is it the passing game that sucks? Or is it the running game? And is it the passing game because you're not getting the football? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Then we'll let you hear everything he said yesterday. OG Wade up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey,
what's
OG.
I want to hop in on this reckless speculating. So while we're here, let's do it.
Go ahead.
Hugh said that Jalen is not the leader that he was, and he's standoffish. Jalen has not been standoffish this year. Jalen went. He's going to outings with Saquon Barkley, Jordan Mailata. He ain't never did that in the past.
What outing? You mean a Halloween party?
No, it was a gala.
He was at a gala. Halloween party. You talking about the Halloween party and the gala?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
but OG, I'm going to let you cook. But OG, those are high profile events that you would expect a quarterback to go to. Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, but no, you might expect them to go to. Jalen didn't go to those things prior to this year. Prior to this year. Last year, he didn't do no Halloween stuff. You never seen him do nothing like that. You see him more excited or more dapping up the players, he's talking to defensive players now. I see outwardly, just from what we can see. I don't know what the stuff that's doing that we can see, but from what we can see, I see him being more involved with the team now. Now, here's the problem. The problem is AJ can't accept the fact that he's being bracketed. He's being doubled on. Coming into this year, last year, AJ and Jalen Hurts was man-to-man, was the best in the NFL. Saquon Barkley was the best in the NFL. Offseason defenses said, you know what? Coming to stop the Eagles, we're going to double AJ and we're going to take away the run and see if they can beat us left-handed. Well, guess what? We're beating them left-handed. But the players like AJ don't accept that. That's not good enough for him. He wants the ball. He wants, and they're understandable. He should have it. This offense should be better. But the fact that it's not better doesn't mean that your quarterback is not doing what he's supposed to do. I'm looking at AJ quit on routes in the Denver game. I'm looking at AJ last week or it's Monday night, not give full effort. So when your quarterback loses confidence in you, that's a you thing and a Jalen thing, but that's between them two. That ain't Jalen not doing his job. If I lose confidence in the fact that I don't believe that AJ is going to go for this ball and it could be a turnover, I'm not throwing it to him. So they got to re-get that confidence back together and take it from there. And I'm going to tell y'all something else that people ain't talking about. This thing with AJ and Jalen, this goes back when AJ was coming out of the locker room and was saying that AJ was bullying Brian Johnson. No, Brian Johnson is that's Jalen Hurts' childhood friend, long time, whatever. He talks to him every day now. So that quieted down, but now we hear and you still got an AJ and Jalen's problem. It's not surprising. It ain't going to get better. Somebody got to go.
Well, I agree with that. It's not going to get better. Hugh, what do you think?
Like I was saying, the events that you're talking about, I mean, they're high-profile events, but when you talk about being a leader and things of that nature, to me, it's about doing the stuff that people don't know about. And that's what I'm talking about. It's about getting in press conferences and not saying stuff like, you know, he's a part of the team and he's a good player. Not somebody that's your family member. Like Jalen has treated AJ these last couple of weeks, from what I've heard, like he was just some dude off the street. That's not what leaders do. You know, I know you have a tremendous amount of respect for Jalen, and that's your boy. But my thing is this. If there's a problem in your locker room, and if you're really about keeping the main thing, you make sure that your brother's taken care of. Remember that old saying, am I my brother's keeper?
Yep, that's what
we're talking about. And for Jalen to sit there, you know what really made me mad, OG? For Jalen to sit there, right, because I'm looking at body language and how people respond to certain things. When they asked him about AJ's troubles or what he was going through, he smirked. And I can't remember what he said, because the smirk got me. The smirk got me. You know why the smirk got me? It's because it was disrespectful as a man. Because that's your teammate. That's the guy you won a Super Bowl with. He's going through something. He's frustrated with the offense. But your answer is, hey, as long as we keep winning, that's all I care about. This should be a historic offense this year. This offense should be putting up historic numbers. I was in Atlanta the year that they had Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. They were putting up historic numbers. We got two receivers. We got a Hall of Fame running back, and we're squeaking by in football games.
So I you're right. They should be better than they are. I do think it's fair to point out that Kyle Shanahan ran that offense.
Look, okay, but no.
We have a first-time play caller, and Nick Sirianni provides nothing on the offensive
side. But my
side.
Point is this, Joe. We are the Alabama of the NFL right now, because we're talking about the guys that we have.
Yeah, the Jimmy. They have all the Jimmys and Joes. Yeah, they have the players.
That's what we are, and that's why we're winning games. We should be much better than we are.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone call up. We do have a special prize, and it's the beginning of a couple weeks of special prize. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. First, so let's listen. Let's all listen to it together. Then we can really react fully. Here is everything A.J. Brown said yesterday in his press conference with the media.
Just to start, the comments that you made on the stream that have been making the rounds, was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which context? Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said, I think you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know, the same things I've been saying like all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for. You know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that. And so, shoot, that's me trying to like laugh through my situation. So, like, yeah.
How do you see your situation?
How do I see my situation? You know, trying to figure it out, trying to get this thing rolling, trying to help. You know, so.
What if, so, AJ, this past game, you had been on the charge first two drives, and it took until like the final minute for that play. Why do you think this never came your way?
I don't know. That's a question I can't answer. You know, I think, like I said, like, I think that's fair. You know, I see that the offense struggling, and, you know, I want to help contribute. You know, I didn't get those opportunities. And so, like, I'm going to have a problem with that, especially the player I am, and especially the player, like, you want me to be as a player, you know. And I'm that's tough for me, you know. And that's tough for everybody else, because everybody want to contribute. You know, even Smitty said somebody had to make the play. So we're trying to put ourselves in the best situation to make those plays. You know, you just got to get an opportunity. I didn't get that.
And when the defense that we're hearing is that, well, you know, you're opening things up. And we know that, but you see around the league, you know, hey, JJ gets doubled, Jamar gets doubled. They still find a way to get those guys high volume targets. Meanwhile, you're not. So I think that's why people are questioning.
Yeah, like I said, I think if you got eyes, you can see that. It's not about what those other guys get. And for me, like I said, man, it's not about targets, man. It's about just want to contribute, want to help. you know, and you know, it's been my situation, you know, and yeah, I am freeing up my teammates, which I don't have a problem with, guys. Like me freeing up the play for Devontae, I don't have a problem with that, man. Like, I want to see my team win. I want to see the offense thriving, passing, you know. Yes, I dictate the cover. That's every single week. You know, if you look back on film, every single game, I'm getting clouded. It's no surprise. When we play Detroit on Sunday night, they play a lot of man. I'm pretty sure they're going to cloud them. That's just what comes with it, you know. And you even look back at that Denver game, playing against the best corner in the game. They started going one-on-one. I started winning. End of the game, cloud. That's just what it's going to be for me. So, like, I think it's fair for me to even say, like, I feel like we do need to do a better job of creating for me, trying to help put me in a situation to help, to you know what I'm saying, to contribute. But right now, it just feels as if, you know, I'm just freeing it up for everybody.
What do you think it is?
I can't answer that.
Do you voice that to the coaching staff, and how does that process go?
Yeah, that's been a nonstop communication. We both been talking and trying to get on the same page. So,
do you think the answers are there to get you open like that?
Do I think the answers is there? I'm always optimistic. You know, we always have go into it with a great game plan, trying to do certain things, and I understand like how the game go. You know, sometimes defense take it away. Sometimes, just hypothetically speaking, O-line may slip or fall or something, get pressure. No, that's part of the game. You know, so.
AJ, specifically with Jalen, what have your conversations been like in the aftermath of the game about some of the opportunities that maybe you guys didn't connect on?
I'm always just trying just to find ways to get better. You know, we watching film as a unit, as a group, and we're just trying to talk about what we can do better in those situations.
AJ, how do you square your situation with the fact that team 7-2?
It's not just solely about my situation. I mean, guys, like, obviously I want to win too, you know, and I think if we're really focusing on winning and doing our job, like, we can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over the defense doing their job and getting us out of trouble. Like, it's, at what point are we going to pick up our slack as an offense that we're say we're so great, you know? And that's what I'm getting at. It's not about we're not winning or I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. No. It's been week after week sometimes we're not contributing. We're not doing our job on offense. So you can't just keep slapping the Band-Aid over that. And if you expect to win late in the year and you think you're going to go to it at the end of the year, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know? And last year, what it was, thank you for the ring, but it's a new season. They adapted. We have to adapt and we have to continue to, like, get better and try to find new ways. So that's where the frustration comes in, because it's not about winning, you guys. Like, I want to win. Yes. I want to help contribute as well. Do our thing on offense as well. I think that's fair. Go ahead.
Do you feel like you're misunderstood
I don't care if I'm misunderstood. Like, I stand up in front of it and fall on that sword over and over again. Like, it's about doing what we're supposed to be doing on offense. And if we are really in this business for trying to get better, we got to do what we got to do. And not just say, oh, it's about wins. So as long as we got the win, it's cool. No, you cannot do that. Not in this league. We got to continue to get better. We got to do what we have to do on offense to help the defense, to help the special teams.
You talked to us before.
Two more guys.
About the ball coming your way. You said you don't know why, but if you look at the film, look, we don't know what Jalen's directive is on every play, but there were obvious examples when you were wide open and the ball wasn't coming to you. Is that related to whether you're the first read, or is that he's not throwing the ball at you for some reason?
I don't think that's the case at all. You know, I think certain plays have different reads. You know, despite what it looks like when somebody takes a screenshot, and you can't go off that. You know, but he has certain reads. He has a lot going on in his head that he's trying to process, and then also he has pressure in his face. So, I don't know. That maybe it's a question for him or KP. Anybody, so.
AJ, with the
last one, folks,
with the stream, you described as venting to your friend.
I didn't.
Or I'm sorry. So I'm hearing from back here. So you say you're talking to your friend.
Yeah.
So it's been a very public setting. You know, why are you comfortable in speaking in that way? Did you think about that? Because obviously we end up in a space talking right here. Just curious why. How you think about that?
Because after the game, I said all the right answers. I still made a story, right?
You know, in that moment where I'm just talking to my friend, having fun with my friend, I'm not apologizing for that. Like I said, because if you have eyes, you can see that. And so, like, it's not that I was throwing anybody on the bus. I'm literally trying to laugh through this. Yeah. It's tough. Like, but I'm trying to make fun of the situation and to try to get through it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man.
It is what it is. The full A.J. Brown availability from yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I'm just laughing at my DMs. Cat's mad. It'd be all right.
Well, I'm not, are you surprised?
No, I mean, I'm not,
you,
I'm not
you,
surprised.
You recklessly
I'm just
speculated.
Saying, though, it's a lot of tough talk in my DMs. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's
that's
funny.
How they, go.
They calling you a punk?
Oh, no. Just a whole lot of bravado, dog.
The punk yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, I'm not moved by that. I'm just letting you know. That those words, though, I just think it's funny. Yeah.
It is one thing to call me a punk. Totally different one to call
no,
you a punk.
No, I'm just saying. You're like, mad.
You might be a punk.
Yeah.
You're mad because I am sitting here. I'm recklessly speculating, but there's some validity to what I'm saying. And for your quarterback to sit there and dismiss what his number one receiver is going through, y'all just gloss all over that, right? And let me finish.
Okay,
let me finish. And the coach, the GM, and the quarterback told you how important he is to the offense. But you act like his problem, like him having these issues, ain't no big deal. Well, that's disrespectful.
You can think of it as disrespectful. I'm not going to fight you on that. Some point, the boy who cries wolf, you stop listening to this is the boy who cries wolf. Let me just point this out.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I had a list. I misplaced my list. But think about how many times this has happened. Now, yesterday was unique, 8 minutes. Giants playoff game in 2022, and you know, in the first playoff game they played on the way to the Super Bowl. Minnesota game in 2023. Mm-hmm. Last year with the Brandon Graham situation, at his locker with the Panthers game. This year with the post after the Tampa game, after the Vikings game. This one, like at some point, you start rolling your eyes. Like,
Joe, I get all of that.
Someone you're close to is upset. Oh no, I put my arm around you. Are you okay? The 10th time they're upset, like, dude, what's going on, man?
I get it.
We're winning.
I get it.
We keep the main thing the main thing?
I get it, Joe.
What's the main thing around here?
I get it, but here's the thing. When you see the messenger is like, we have a problem with the messenger because this ain't the first time the boy cried wolf, if we want to use that analogy.
A lot of times.
And there's been times where he's rubbed me the wrong way. I get all of that. And I understand that this is going to be hard for a lot of people to digest. Mm. But step back from him and him being the messenger and just look at what's going on. Jalen hasn't progressed as a quarterback in 5 years. Like, that's a fact.
I'm not disagreeing.
Like that, and you can argue that a lot of that has to do with the offensive coordinator, right?
But some is him.
Some is him. That's what he's talking about. Sometimes instead of y'all getting in y'all feelings and being upset about what the drunk uncle at the barbecue said, Uncle Hugh is trying to tell y'all, listen to what's being said. AJ's sitting there and he's trying to articulate it. They should be better than they are.
Totally fine. I get it and I agree. Jalen hasn't progressed. Maybe AJ, you know, there's also sometimes that you don't realize your own limitations. AJ doesn't
all
look to me like the same.
All of that is fair.
8 minutes. Not one time did he say, I'm not running as fast as I used to.
You're getting caught up on, but I can push back.
Where's the accountability? I am not open as much as I used to be.
But there's a lot of times when I first got here that, and even Mike Quick talked about it, 50-50 balls he would catch.
You know what, though? You know what the difference is? I think Devontae's progressing. If he's open, I'm throwing him the football.
Yeah, but dude, you still got to give him a chance.
215-592-9495. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls up on this. We got a big prize to give away. We'll tell you about it next. It is a you're gonna want to stay tuned for this. It is a great one. We're excited to give it away. Coming up on the side, we'll let you hear what Jalen Hurts said yesterday when asked about all this, what Hugh was upset about. That's coming up. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the Black Friday sale at the Max's Warehouse with deals that hit harder than a well-known push to the tush that moves the pile. I didn't write that, people, but it was on the list and I had to say it. Now through December 2nd, save up to $1,000. Up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on all top brands, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and a whole lot more. Plus, 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and one-year lowest price guarantee. Max's Warehouse has you covered, people. Look, you spend a third of your life in the bed. If your mattress is weak, that means your recovery is weak. Take it from me. The right setup changes how you rest and how you feel when you wake up. I woke up refreshed this morning. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive Bed Max technology, you get a setup built for your body backed by 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Black Friday sale. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.